On today's episode of Bet Bath & Beyond, we discuss the AFC-NFC championship games, we make money from a year-long mistake, and we suck Tom Brady's dick just a little bit. You're not going to want to miss it.
3, 2, 1, go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann, and I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight.
Welcome to Bet Bath & Beyond.
Brought to you by B3T Sports.
.com. Yep. We are also, Andrew, we have a sponsor alert. New sponsor alert. Sure. Get the sirens out. Okay. We are brought to you by Burger King. And
that
McDonald's.
That is so fucking fun. Now that's
and
no,
McDonald's.
Okay, you lost me.
We're brought to you by Burger King and McDonald's. We got the two accounts separately. We didn't tell either of them that we were going to take the other sponsor. So Burger King doesn't know that McDonald's is also a sponsor, and McDonald's doesn't know Burger King is a sponsor. We're hoping they never find out.
It's so funny that you say this because I actually had Burger King today for the first time in probably years.
Oh, dude, I can't remember. Real talk. I can't remember the last time I had Burger King. Maybe high school.
And it was okay. I mean, it's fast food, right? So, I mean, no fast food that I get really. I mean, there are a couple things like, you know, I think Poncheros usually gets me like, this is actually good food. I mean, maybe
Andrew,
it's not good for you.
Andrew. What? No one knows what Poncheros is.
Well, it's Poncheros, the equivalent of Chipotle. It's better than Chipotle. It's better.
Poncheros is literally an Iowa exclusive Mexican chain.
I don't think it's Iowa only.
I mean, maybe Midwest. Maybe it's just in the Midwest. I'm sure there are people out there that will fact check this and be like, "No, dude, I'm in Florida and I have a fucking Poncheros."
I'm sure we have a very specific fan that no matter what we say on this podcast, we're going to hear something about it.
His name is Alec.
That's who it is.
Actually, guys, there's Poncheros is actually in California too. That's what Alec would say. He's gonna message us right after this.
But I'm just saying that. I mean, like, there are some fast food places, very few that you'd go. It's fast food, but it is good food. It tastes good. Like McDonald's is fine. Like if you're drunk at 2 a.m. or if like you really need to go fast, you'd get a McChicken going through the drive-through. But like, I got a burger from Burger King today.
Yeah, what did you get? Did you get the Whopper?
I got a number 4, which is like it's called the Bacon King, so it's like a double cheeseburger with bacon, and then I got a small fry because it came with it and a small soda because it came with the meal, and the burger was bigger than my hand. It was fucking gigantic. It was.
They are big.
I was actually like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the one thing I do really remember about getting Burger King. So I actually was on a Burger King kick back a long time ago in high school. And it's okay. I played soccer. I was on varsity, like very thin body. I could eat whatever I want. And I would get the A1 steakhouse burger. And it had like caramelized onions and A1 sauce. And it was just honestly the best burger in all fast food. In all the fast food universe, the A1 steakhouse burger from Burger King is the best. And I don't know if they still serve it. I hope they don't. For my own health and safety, I hope they no longer
see it on the
it.
Menu.
Yeah, that's probably because they discontinued it.
It's kind of funny. You're like, oh, you know, I was in high school. I was an athlete, so I was kind of thin. I'm like, I was in high school, and I did some athletic things too. I was not a thin kid.
Well, we have two very different genetic structures.
that is absolutely correct. Let's see here. What do you want to talk about first for the episode here?
Well, I'm glad you asked because I have a very specific thing I want to talk about. I'm sure a lot of people want to talk about Sunday's games, the AFC Championship and the NFC Championship. Too bad we're not starting off with that.
No.
I want to talk about Jimmy Butler being out for like 2 fucking weeks because of COVID, and he has been in my IR spot for fantasy basketball for way too long, and I really need him this week because I'm playing. It's a tough matchup. I'm playing someone who actually pays attention to their roster, which means I have to pay attention to my roster. And I need
like you
Jimmy
weren't
Buckets.
Already.
Yeah, it's true. But I need Jimmy Buckets to come out of the COVID protocol. I hope he's healthy. Don't get me wrong. I hope he's healthy. But come out, and I need him to score a bazillion points.
You know, COVID is kind of, I mean, okay, so right now, I think the Grizzlies have missed like 4 games due to COVID protocol issues. And I don't know at what point do you start fining teams and because I don't, are they testing Jimmy Butler every day or did they test him once and they're like, the protocol is just 2 weeks, he has to be out? I don't, how are the, is the NBA doing that? Do you have any idea?
No idea. No idea, but I do know based off of just messing with rosters on my NBA fantasy league that people can be out with COVID for like maybe 5 days. You know, like it's definitely not that long. Like they'll miss maybe 3 games max. Jimmy Butler has missed like 10 games. Like I don't know what, maybe he got a more severe case of the COCO, but now, he's been gone for a while and I need him back.
I will say this about Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is a bucket, okay? That dude is a baller. That dude can play basketball, okay?
Okay.
Jimmy Butler in the past on several teams has had some attitude issues because the team was shitty. I mean, they were just in the finals. The team is not shitty, but I'm just saying if something is bothering him emotionally, I feel like Jimmy Butler is the kind of guy who would be like, I hate this. COVID sucks. I'm sitting for a while. And I think that could be real. I'm dropping that little gossip out there into the world.
That is a juicy little tidbit that you just dropped. But
yep.
Do you remember when you thought that the Lakers and the Nuggets played in the finals last year?
Yeah, they did. They played in the finals in the West. They played the finals.
The NBA finals. So I was like, Jimmy Buckets, man, he just played in the finals. And you're like, no, he fucking didn't. And I'm like, yeah, it was the Heat and the Lakers. Dude, and you're like, no, you idiot.
I remember that so differently.
Oh, we have it on tape. We have it on
tape.
No,
no, no, no. That happened. I'm just saying, I remember the finals very differently. I remember the Nuggets being.
Oh, yeah.
No, because I was honestly, when we were sitting there having that conversation initially, because we should address this, it's kind of funny. In my head, I'm thinking, like, I remember that Butler played out of his mind, but I thought that it wasn't enough to make it to the finals. Because the whole thing, Butler was just unstoppable. And also, the fucking the Miami team, they had a lot of guys come up out of like nowhere. Like they had what is his name, Tyler Hero?
I was about to say Hero went on a like a almost Jeremy Lin sanity run.
Oh, you know, that's funny. But speaking of one hit wonder seasons, this could be a cool segue into football because over the weekend, somebody in one of our football chats said if Josh Allen wins against the Chiefs, is he on Patrick Mahomes' level? And I said no, but I felt a lot of pushback.
Okay, well that's
from
okay,
not just him, but a couple other people.
Damn it! Now I'm gonna get really heated. Maybe righteously so, because that football chat is this our fantasy dynasty chat?
Yes, fantasy football chat.
See, there's a reason why I keep that chat on mute at all times, and will when I feel like it. Go in and out of it. So like when I feel like when I feel angsty and feisty, I'll go into it because I know because
it's literally just a fight ring all the time.
I know it's impossible for me to go into that chat like and have a reasonable, decent conversation with anybody with anybody in that chat. So here's the thing.
I was on your side yesterday and you almost bit my head off.
No, I was because I wasn't addressing you. I was addressing someone else in the chat. And you were like, yeah, I'm on your side. I'm like, I know you're on my side, but I'm obviously addressing the people who aren't on my side. I'm not going to reply because, you know, on Facebook Messenger, you can actually reply to things. Right. I can't do that every single fucking time
we do.
I type something. Sometimes. But especially when like there's 4 people typing and all of a sudden, I mean, maybe it's better. Anyway, we're getting off track. So going back to the Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes conversation. Okay. I didn't see the conversation. I'm glad I didn't because I would have probably had a brain aneurysm. Patrick Mahomes has an MVP and a Super Bowl ring. To assume that if Josh Allen beats Mahomes in the AFC Championship game just to go to a Super Bowl means that he is on par with Patrick Mahomes is the dumbest statement I've ever heard in my life. You need at least an MVP and a fucking Super Bowl ring to even be on par with Patrick Mahomes. So maybe if Josh Allen, which he never was going to, we both had the Chiefs winning that game last night, but maybe if Josh Allen had beaten Patrick Mahomes, and maybe if he had beaten, you know, fucking either the Packers or the Bucks, and had won a Super Bowl, then maybe we can maybe have that conversation that they're on the same level. But he still needs an MVP for them to even.
I mean, like,
for it to be equal.
Listen, we're same side. I definitely agreed with this. Like, and here's the funny thing. You know the person who asked this.
Does his name start with A? Does his name start with A?
Yeah, it does.
And does it rhyme with and then he said, dumb?
No. This is Alec.
Oh, it was Alec, not Adam.
There was our analytics guy. So
Alec,
it's super funny. It's super funny to me though, because I said that same thing that you did, and then he's like, QB wins aren't a stat. And I was like, that's fair. You're allowed to say that. But I'm like, but dude, Patrick MVP? Mahomes. Yeah, that's what I said. I said MVP is not a win stat. But and I mentioned that. My big thing is I think Josh Allen is really good, but I think Josh Allen, just based on where they're at, Josh Allen's going to be the Big Ben to Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, probably. Some guy who could get him there and is going to have really good statistical seasons sprinkled through his career and be a good, and he probably will win a Super Bowl. I mean, if he has a long career, I see no reason why Josh Allen can't win a Super Bowl, right?
I have a different relation to another player.
Oh, sure. What do you got?
You said Big Ben. Big Ben obviously has two Super Bowl wins with the Steelers. Alec probably will not like this relation, but comparison. That's the word I'm looking for. Philip Rivers.
You think he'll just have good
Philip
stats?
Rivers.
But, I mean, he's already won, like, I think, what is he? The Bills have won one. No, they didn't get the bye, so they won two playoff games.
Now, I will say that Josh Allen has made it farther than Philip Rivers has, right? I don't think Philip Rivers has played in an AFC championship game.
So you think that if you had to bet your life savings on, I know that it's honestly, I bet the odds kind of favor you in this, but if you had to bet your life savings on the Josh Allen-led Buffalo Bills winning a Super Bowl, you'd say no?
No, I don't think they're going to win a Super Bowl. And I have two reasons. I think he's a great quarterback. I know Alec is probably not going to like the comparison to Philip Rivers. He's a great quarterback.
I don't think like the comparison to Philip Rivers.
Fine. Maybe I'm on an island here, but just hear me out. Okay.
Yeah, I'm listening.
He's got a cannon. Okay. He's going to put up stats. He's a great quarterback. He plays he plays for the Buffalo Bills. Now, we haven't talked much about the Buffalo Bills on this podcast in relation to cursed teams, but I will tell you, there is not a more cursed team, and I'm even including the Browns in this conversation, than the Buffalo Bills. I recently just watched a 30 for 30 called Four Falls of Buffalo, the Four Falls of Buffalo. I've actually already seen this, but I needed a refresher because I watched it on Sunday morning just to kind of get ready to get kind of pumped up for the two NFL games that we're going to be on later that day. That organization, that franchise, I love Bills Mafia. Don't get me wrong. I love the city of Buffalo. I think they have great energy. They're world-class fans. I love them. They're good for the sport. I think they're fucking cursed. I think they
sure,
are.
Sure.
They went to four straight Super Bowls and lost all four in a
Should
row.
Should they just hang it up?
Name a franchise. I don't think there's a single sports franchise in the history of sports. I'm talking about all of sports that has ever made four championships and lost four in a row. Four straight championships, four straight losses. I don't think that's ever happened.
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever happened.
It would probably be the NBA if it has happened again.
I don't think it has though. But yeah, you're right.
I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you.
Maybe the NBA will beat that streak someday. I don't fucking know, dude. But let me tell you, that is insanity. That is an insane, that's an insane curse right there. To do something that I don't think has ever been done in sports, I don't think the Bills are really ever going to win a Super Bowl. I really don't think so. I, I, I'm I'm saying this not because I don't want them to win. I genuinely believe the team is cursed. I don't know the history of the team. I don't know what they did to deserve the curse, but it's real. The curse is real. To also go to Josh Allen's point, I think he's going to be a great franchise quarterback for the Bills. Sort of like, you know, I mean, Joe Kelly. Phil Rivers was a great franchise quarterback for the Chargers. Okay. I really don't think he's going to win a Super Bowl. He overthrows people too. If we want to talk about real sports actions, he overthrows people a lot. And I know that's something that can maybe get fixed, but I don't think it
will. I mean, his accuracy was still like 67, 68% this year.
Great season.
Yeah, no, he did have a great. And that's the other thing. It's only been one season. If he does this again, another season just like this, even if they don't win, they're going to be in good standings. I think he
is definitely the second best up and coming quarterback in the NFL behind Patrick Mahomes. Right. So like I'm taking Aaron Rodgers out of it. I'm taking Tom Brady. They've been in the league for forever. And, you know, so I'm not going to say Josh Allen's better than Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, you know, but I will say I think of everybody in the league who is maybe in their third or fourth year up and coming. He's 25, I think. I think he's the second best, and I think he's better than Lamar. And that means something coming from a Ravens fan. Trust me. I think he's a better quarterback than Lamar.
We could circle back to this when we start talking about the Bills-Chiefs game. One more thing I want to talk about is we've got some trade things coming up. We recently just discovered – well, I say recently, a couple days ago, Matthew Stafford came out and said that he talked with management and team and the team owners, and they're in agreement that with a new coach, it's probably time for Stafford to move on. They're going to work on a trade destination for him. He said it has come out that he is hoping to get traded to the Colts, and I think that that's something they're working on. But as of right now, nothing official. Also, it felt like Aaron Rodgers was saying that he is done in Green Bay.
He'll be back.
In his press conferences. You really think he'll be back?
I think he'll be back. Yeah, I do.
I don't. I don't think he'll be back.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing with Aaron Rodgers. He is a moody person. He's going to put up like he's going to do a little temper tantrum, and rightfully so. I mean, we'll get into it because we should recap the NFC game right after this conversation. But Matt LaFleur is a fucking idiot for kicking that field goal. He's a fucking idiot. But at the same time, Aaron Rodgers isn't really like he's not getting off scot-free. Okay, like he didn't play his best game, and I think,
maybe not. But the dude still threw three touchdowns. He had 340 yards. He completed 33 passes. Like this guy. I mean.
They got the ball back. He literally in the third quarter, he went to his defense and he said, "Stop them. Stop them. Like, give us the ball back." This is when they were, you know, trailing I forget how much, but at least three scores. And he's like to his defense. I watched on the sideline. Aaron Rodgers goes and says, "Stop them, please." What happens next? The defense picks off Tom Brady. Tom Brady gets picked off twice in a row on two consecutive drives. Tom Brady throws an interception and Aaron Rodgers gets the ball on two, you know, on both of those interceptions back to back. What happens on those drives? Do you know?
Did they go three and out?
They punted. I don't know if it was a three and out officially, but they didn't do anything with those points. Now, he played a great game. Like, he played a good game. Okay. And maybe a great game. I don't have the stats in front of me, but I will tell you that you cannot, you know, point fingers all day when you had two very big chances when your defense came up big for you and it's your turn, the ball's in your court, and you can't do anything with it. You can't score a field goal. You can't score a touchdown. And you have to punt it on two consecutive drives. Two back-to-back picks on Tom Brady.
I agree. And, you know, if you're Matt LaFleur, here's where things get dicey for me. Regardless of how the game went, I mean, you can't be thinking about things that happened. After the game, that's when you can reflect. But while the game is going on, it does come down to that field goal that they elected to take at the end. Because
so dumb, you need, dude. So you fucking need stupid.
you need a touchdown regardless. You need a touchdown no matter what to win the football game. So you kick the field goal, you get the ball back, score a touchdown, you win. Whatever. But you have to get a touchdown on your next two on your current and next possession. You have to. Okay? I know it's fourth down and eight, and I know Matt LaFleur is a little scared, but you have the fucking MVP of the league, who's most likely the MVP of the league this year, right?
Right.
It's Aaron Rodgers. Are you the idea that you took it out of his hands is what blows my mind.
Makes no sense whatsoever. As soon as it happened, I know Twitter blew up over this, so we're not obviously the only ones to realize how fucking stupid of a play call that was. But as soon as that happened, I said, what the fuck are they doing? Surely they are not settling for a field goal with 2 minutes left. I know they have all three of their timeouts, but with 2 minutes left, and they still need a touchdown. They still need a fucking touchdown. It makes no sense. And I mean, again, if you want to talk about Aaron Rodgers' performance versus Matt LaFleur's play calling on that third down in the red zone when it was third and eight, right? Right before it was fourth and eight and they decided to kick a field goal, Aaron Rodgers had real estate all in front of him. Maybe,
right?
Maybe he doesn't score a touchdown. He at least gets to the 2 or 1 yard line. And guess what? Then Matt LaFleur isn't thinking, they don't kick the field goal then. They don't kick it. He avoids a sack.
I hope they wouldn't.
He avoids the sack, he was running towards the line of scrimmage, had open room, and decided to try to thread the needle, I think, to Davante Adams, who obviously is a great wide receiver, but there were two defenders right smack dab in the middle of him, and they just batted the ball away, and he had so much real estate in front of him. So much.
I saw a lot of tweets over the weekend where it's like, I did not see their first round draft pick play a single snap in this game. And, you know,
Jordan Love,
I get it. Funny. I understand if you see a quarterback that checks all your boxes as a franchise and he falls to you, I get it. This is not a move that we're going to be able to analyze until he gets to play football. I mean, it's just, we're not. Right now, we can criticize the fact that they're in win-now mode and they didn't get any pieces to help Aaron Rodgers. That I understand criticizing, but I'm not going to hurt on Jordan Love until I see him play football.
Right, and they did the same thing. I mean, we all have to remember they did the same thing with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, but here's the deal, though. When they did it with Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre threw 19 picks that year. They were like 4 wins. Like, they knew that he was on his way out. When they drafted Jordan Love, they had Aaron Rodgers on a 4-year deal still. Still, he just was the MVP, again, presumptuously MVP of the league this year. Like, you're in win now mode. They were not in win now mode then. Yeah, they hit on Aaron Rodgers, and that was a great, great front office move. Whatever. Maybe they fell into him. Maybe they're the best front office in football. I don't know, but it worked out for them. The Jordan Love thing, I think, is a different situation. Maybe they'll hit on it. But again, until I watch him play football, I'm going to be constantly looking for, what did you do in the offseason to make your team better? And you didn't really do anything. You lost some defensive pieces. Like, you got Blake Martinez ended up going to the Giants, your best linebacker. I don't know. And their defensive corner last night or on Sunday night, atrocious.
Are you talking about the one who got beat by Scotty Miller right King? Before halftime?
Yes.
How? Okay, so I mean, this is basically our recap of the game. So we'll just continue to talk about this game. How do you, there were like 6 seconds left. They were on like the 40-something yard line. They can't kick a field goal. They have no timeouts left. They either have to throw the ball or the half is over. How do you let Scotty Miller get behind you for that touchdown? It is a mistake. There's just a combination of mistakes that the Packers did. The kicked field goal, Aaron Rodgers not being able to capitalize on 2 consecutive interceptions that his defense gifted him back to back. Letting fucking Scotty Miller get behind you right when there are seconds left with halftime. I mean, it wasn't just one play with the Packers. It was a accumulation. Right.
And that's the other thing about Matt LaFleur's field goal decision that really upset me. If this game was 3-9 or whatever it was, and you were chasing points and like you kicked that, or you know, if it was a low scoring affair where both defenses were really having a great game, Your defense gave up 31 points. Did you really think with under 2 minutes left of Tom fucking Brady that you were going to get that ball back? Like, what I don't understand.
No,
what
you went weren't. Through his head. You weren't going to get it back.
You were no, never gonna you get were it not.
Back. You were never going to get it back. Okay. I've done kind of talking, shit talking the Packers because I want to talk about the Bucks because they deserve a lot of credit because they fucking won. Now, first and foremost, Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback that has ever played the game. The fact that he is playing in 10 Super Bowls when he has played 20 seasons of football, that is a 50% success rate of playing in Super Bowls. That is insanity. That is mind-blowing. And I don't even care if he wins or loses. I want him to win against the Chiefs. I really do. And we'll talk about the Chiefs game and we'll talk about the future bets that me and Andy have, that you and I have, on the Super Bowl. But Tom Brady playing in 10 Super Bowls, already has 6 rings out of 20 seasons. That is something that I don't know will ever be touched again.
It won't be. And does he look like he's done to you?
No, he was swinging the ball. What's with the arm strength comments? What's with the arm strength comments? Because I was watching that game and just seeing him sling the goddamn ball. Maybe the very, very deep ball, but like these super quick, right down the middle passes that are like 20 to 30 yards, he's still got it. He looks the exact same.
Well, don't get me. I don't know about exact same. There were a couple that I thought were maybe not put on the money as much as old
time. I'm talking about arm strength. I'm talking about specifically.
Oh, sure. You just mean like getting him.
Not accuracy. Yeah, arm strength. The arm strength is still there. And for it to be a 43-year-old is insane because, you have Drew Brees and he's the noodle arm, right? And everyone, and even Phil Rivers. I don't know how old he was, but
30 something.
I say was. He just retired. But, like he's dead already. Like Phil Rivers was dead.
Well, I think the accuracy arm strength thing, because I think like he is pushing it more to maintain that arm strength, but that he is going to suffer the accuracy. And I think if depending on how much longer he wants to play, he's going to have to decide if like he could go deep anymore, like as deep if he wants to maintain his like accuracy, which to me, if you're a quarterback in the NFL, accuracy is over your most important aspect, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. I think that Tom Brady could definitely play again next year. But if he wins the Super Bowl, though, I mean, it could be the perfect time
to
retire.
I know. Don't talk like that, Andrew. I don't even want to hear that from you because here's the thing. The thing that was really holding me back, I kind of came to a self-realization while I was watching this game because throughout my life, I've never really liked Tom Brady, right? And I've respected him for sure. But I never really liked him. I never rooted for him and everything like that. And I love him now. And I was like, I was watching this game and I was like, man, I fucking love him.
It's because he's not in a Patriots jersey.
Bingo. Exactly. That's exactly right, Andrew. The fact that he's not with the Patriots organization, I can't fucking stand the Patriots. I can't fucking stand Bill Belichick, although he is one of the greatest coaches ever. I can't fucking stand.
Well, that's something to talk about.
I can't fucking stand that organization or their fan base. I fucking hate them all. I've gotten into so many fights with Pats fans, and I associated Tom with New England, obviously. Now that he's with the Bucks, and that's gone, I can freely love him as much as I want. And let me tell you, I'm here to tell you I love Tom Brady. And he,
dude, you're talking to one of the world's biggest Tom Brady fans. This man's my football.
Trying to say, Andrew, is that I'm trying to match your love for him now that he's no longer on an organization that I hate with all my heart.
You know, Bill Belichick is a great coach, obviously. And I thought he was still a great coach, like with Cam this year. I mean, they still won, 7 games?
Maybe
something like that. Yeah. I think it was 7. Yeah, I think they went 7-9.
That's the Bears won 8 games.
Yeah, exactly. No, and the Bears have an all world defense. So Bill Belichick, I think, is a good coach, but Bill did not respect Tom at the end there.
No,
for, like what he is didn't. And what he could be. And I don't know what seeing what we're seeing now makes looking back at like when they wanted to keep Jimmy G and Brady's like trade him. It makes me go, fuck yeah, good for you, Tom. Because back then people were like, I can't believe you're like going to hurt your team like that for the future. he still had it. They did not get him what he needed.
No,
that's on them.
100% agree. And going back to the Bucks, they looked good offensively and defensively. And
they looked great defensively.
Great defensively. What's his name? White is fucking hot. Monster. Dude. What?
Dude, and I mean, like, and they got an interception on Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers has 4 interceptions against this team on the season.
Yeah, exactly. And who's the safety or the corner, Whitehead?
Yes.
Is he hurt? Because he left the game.
He left the game. He did leave the game with a shoulder injury. They don't even set his prognosis for the Super Bowl yet, obviously, but he caused that fumble.
He forced
two
fumbles, I think, right?
Aaron, I think it was just the
two.
Sure, let's say two.
We'll say two.
But I know he caused the one on Aaron Jones.
Yeah, that one was.
Did Aaron Jones get hurt?
Yeah, he did. He didn't return to the game.
I was wondering if that was because he fumbled, though.
No, dude, he got fucking lit up. I mean, I think he's too good to bench for a fumble. I think genuinely he got fucking lit up and he was out with a chest injury.
Dude, I look at the list of wide receivers on the Green Bay side and I'm like, Devonta Adams, phenomenal. But then like you're looking at Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Had a good game.
He had a good stat line.
He had a great game.
Well, because he had the one catch. If he didn't have that catch, though, I mean, he would have been it would have been okay.
Okay. Lizard King. Lizard King?
Alan Lazard, I mean, he had 62 yards, 3 catches. I mean, but I'm just like, you know, none of these guys are like CeeDee Lamb would be the second best receiver on this team without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Like undeniable, you know what I mean? But so like you think about that, he's a rookie wide receiver and you look at all these other guys, Marquez Valdez, Alan Lazard, Mercedes Lewis, Robert Tonyan. It's insane to me. It's insane to me. But whatever.
But on the flip side, you look at the Bucks and what they have offensively. Obviously, Brady, the GOATest quarterback. But they have Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Scotty Miller. And who do you think is coming back just in time for the Super Bowl? Your boy, AB.
Dude, Antonio Brown and Lev Bell are both playing a Super Bowl. The Steelers are sitting at home.
I saw that meme. That is funny. But I will say, Big Ben does have 2 rings. So
He does. I mean, I'm just saying though, the Steelers org like
yeah, they fucked that up. But look, oh my god, I can't believe as a Ravens fan I'm saying this and trying to defend any sort of action by the Steelers organization. AB was fucking insane. Okay.
Yeah,
he was a menace. Okay. And I'm pretty sure.
And they traded him. They got value back.
Right. And I'm pretty sure Lev Bell was a fucking drama, like a drama queen. You know,
I think Lev Bell wasted his prime years.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he sat a whole season. He sat a whole season. Now, he got paid. Like, he got paid a reasonable amount of money. I mean, it wasn't like groundbreaking money. But the worst part that he had to deal with is he had to play football for Adam Gase. So I think he's fucking repented for his sins.
Yeah, he played for the Jets, dude. He had to go to fucking purgatory. That's not even hell. It's worse than hell. It's purgatory.
That's way worse than hell.
Purgatory, dude.
Do you remember what the spread was for that game?
I do. It was 3.5. Packers.
A Bucks cover. And did we hit the over?
52. The over was 52, I believe so.
Let's go. I don't remember if I said take the over.
I think we did. I think we both nailed it. We both had the Bucks and we had the over. So we're 2 for 2.
Okay, so let's talk about
Bills. One last thing, because I know maybe people are gonna be like, why, how are you not touching on this? The refs, okay? And the whole
sure.
Let them play, because they were letting them play the entire game, and then conveniently the Bucks got a pass interference, rightfully so. I saw all the screen grabs, I saw all the screenshots on Twitter. The dude was holding the guy's jersey and pulled it like a mile. I get that. But it's just, you know, I understand the Packers fans getting pissed off that they weren't calling anything all game, and then they decided that moment on one of the most important plays to call it.
To me, things that a lot of people don't understand about the game of football is that there's holding on every play. People say they know that, but I don't think they actually know that. Linemen and everybody, they are holding on every play. The thing that doesn't get caught is they are close chest to chest, and that's where they're holding, right?
Right.
It's a little bit harder to do that on wide receivers. But when you're on the goal line, when you're in the red zone, it's a lot easier to do it because a lot of those guys are playing. I mean, it's compressed. You're playing press coverage, so they're gonna, you're gonna be up against each other, and you're gonna, you're gonna press bodies, and you're gonna be able to hold a little bit. People are saying that the most egregious penalty that got missed in the game was there was holding on Davante Adams in the end zone. Now, there, I thought there was, but I didn't think it was nearly as egregious as the stretch of that fucking undershirt on that final play. It was a full arm's length. Like, that's how long he stretched that.
It was bad.
And you, when you let them play, everyone likes the product a lot more, you know?
I do.
But you cannot not call that. That is what gets you Saints, Rams shit.
Agreed.
And if that does, you know what I mean? That you have to call a penalty. If they missed penalties previously, yeah, that sucks. But if something is that in your face and you don't want them to call that, you're not a fan of football. You're just a fan of your team, which is fine. But you have to, you're going to know, you're going to get a lot of shit for
you it. Have to at least admit it. But yeah, I'm totally on the same page as you. Now, what's weird about that play is that the refs took a whole fucking year to pause, and then someone at the very end threw the flag because it wasn't immediate. It was like a very, very right. long pause. Everyone's looking around, and then finally the flag comes in. So I get that. Like, it was, if you should have thrown it immediately. The ref should have thrown it immediately. It almost seemed sure. like he was like, should I throw it? Should I not throw it? You can always pick it back up, and they do it all the time. But the ref should have thrown it immediately because you're absolutely right. That thing was in fucking plain sight. You could see the white undershirt being pulled. I mean, you could see it being pulled anywhere in the stadium. You could have seen that.
So, but anyway, I mean, there were so many little things that happened in that game that the Bucks definitely deserve to win. Good for the Bucks.
Good for the Bucks.
I want to see what the Pack draft next year because
they're not going to do something stupid again.
They're going to
do something stupid. I guess that's what started this whole thing. I think he stays in Green Bay. I think he's all talk. I think he's all talk.
If he's all talk, then he doesn't give a shit about a ring. Like, he just cares about money, which is fine. Which is really fun. But I mean, his talk of like one of the greatest of all time, if he doesn't win another ring, is not going to last.
For sure.
It's not going to last.
No, like, it's that's not. A thing that I don't people think talk, he's got a shot about. Anyway. I don't think he's got a shot anyway.
Two Super Bowls. I mean, his stats and his like turnover.
Hold on. Are you saying that if Aaron Rodgers wins another Super Bowl, that he's in conversation with the greatest of all time?
I think that people have that conversation.
Yeah,
I
people
don't.
Listen. Tom Brady's people are stupid. Like, people are dumb. So of course they're going to talk about anyone and everyone being the GOAT, right? I don't give a fuck what people think. They're wrong.
Here's the thing, though. The football is different than track and field. Like there is a definitive. This is the best runner of all time because of his times and the events that he ran. Because everything is standard. Football isn't like that. Like,
I mean, we're
Tom
talking
Brady,
about team
has,
sports. Basketball's not like
we're
that.
Talking about
baseball's
team
not like
no,
that.
No, they're not. But if you, here's the thing. You can't put always the best player in football on a team and actually have them win. In basketball, you can put the best player in the league on a team, and they're going to make the playoffs every single year. Football isn't like that.
If Aaron Rodgers gets another ring, he's in the top maybe three conversation. You can't touch Tom Brady. We've talked about this in this same episode. You can't touch him.
Yeah, no, I I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying that any hope that he has is gone if he doesn't win another Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying.
There's no hope. There's no hope
that
for
he should
Aaron
hang
Rodgers.
It up. He should kill himself.
It's ceiling fan.
All right, Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, guess what? Let me start off. I started off last episode saying that my wife was flying in to Chicago. She was away for the weekend. She was flying into Chicago at 7, and I was all pissed off because I had to go pick her up. She made me go pick her up. I couldn't order a fucking Uber, okay? And so that would mean I would miss the end of this game, okay?
Uh-huh.
Good news is that I made it back in plenty of time for the fourth quarter. So I think I made it back from the airport as the third quarter was winding down. So I watched the entire fourth quarter. So good for me. I just want you to be happy for me.
Did you listen to it on the third quarter, like in the car?
I did, yes.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's like you didn't even miss anything.
No, I really didn't miss anything. I mean, as we talked about in previous episodes, I have a lot of money riding on the Chiefs winning exactly. the Super Bowl. $1,800. Well, $1,800.
Well, you've got a lot more.
Because I accidentally had them going. I thought I was exploiting a loophole in William Hill's app last year, right before the Super Bowl. And I thought that they had messed up and they had a bunch of teams for their futures of winning the Super Bowl. And I was like, the 49ers and the Chiefs are the only two teams left. Fucking hammer. Max deposit. Max bet. And it turned out that it was for this year's Super Bowl, a year from the date that I placed the bet, not the Super Bowl happening that week. So fast forward a year, and miraculously, the Chiefs have made it to a Super Bowl. And guess what that means, Andrew?
What does that mean?
It means I can hedge my bet because I've already had the math worked out. I already have it all worked out. We are a sports betting podcast, so we will talk sports betting, okay? I had $900 on the Chiefs plus 700 odds to win Super Bowl 55, okay?
Yes.
I also put $900 on the 49ers with the same odds, but we're not going to talk about that. That $900 is gone. Bye-bye.
It's gone forever.
Wave goodbye to the $900 that I placed on the 49ers. Now, because I'm a very, very generous friend, Andrew.
Fuck you. That is not how that went. I was helping you at the time.
I let you buy in to the bet but when the playoffs started. $200. Yep. So that means you have $200 on the Chiefs at plus 700 to win the Super Bowl. And I have $700 on the Chiefs at plus $700. I mean, at plus 700 odds. So if the Chiefs win, I will win profit $4,900. And I think, Andrew, if you're with your $200, you would get a profit of like $1,400.
I think it's 14 or 16, something like that.
Something like that. Mid 1.5. Right. Let's round it. Let's just say 1.5.
Yeah, perfect.
So I have 4.9K winnings on this, on the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl, and you have 1.5K. Now, I could let it ride. I could diamond hands this to the fucking moon and live and die with this bet, knowing that if the Bucks win, I walk away with nothing. Like I said on the previous podcast, I mentally said goodbye to that $1,800 a long time ago, and I chalked it up to a learning lesson, a life experience that I should never repeat. Now all of a sudden I'm looking at it and I have an opportunity to make not only $4,900, but I have an opportunity to hedge and put some money on the Bucks and still walk away with hundreds of dollars in profit. Profit. So meaning I get my money back. It means I get my money back and I get $500. So here's what I did. Here's what I did. And then we'll talk about what you did if you've done anything yet. Because I've already placed this bet. This bet is already in the books. Okay. Like I said, I have $700 on the Chiefs already from last year's future. I put $1,500 on the Bucks to win. They're a plus 145 underdog for the Super Bowl. Okay, so plus $1,500, I would win $2,100. Now, with hedging and stuff, obviously, I have to factor in the original $700 and then the other $900 that I lost in the 49ers, I'm still walking away with $500 profit if the Bucks win because I placed this bet. So worst case scenario, I win $500. And the beauty on that is that I don't have to drive to Iowa because that's where I placed the bet to withdraw that money. So pretty good. I'll take it. I get my money back and I win $500. Now, if the Chiefs win, because I made this hedge, I no longer will win $4,900. I now have to minus the $1,500 off of the $4,900. Stay with me.
I'm with you.
3.4 $1,000 of winnings. So $3,400.
Very nice. Very nice. That's profit on a years-long mistake.
Holy shit. I can't believe it actually worked. I can't believe my dumbass mistake is actually going to print money.
So I have a couple of strategies here. So the first one is, let me buy in further to the Kansas City plus 700. I'll give you some more money. Are you in on that?
Yeah, no. Denied.
Okay. All right. Well, so that was my first plan. I was like, maybe I'll just buy the rest of it off of it. Okay. So,
hold on. I'm just curious. Oh, hold on. I am just curious. Mm-hmm. Like, pretend I didn't make the Bucks hedge bet already and stuff. If I said, Andrew, I just can't deal with the pressure of watching the Super Bowl, knowing that $1,800 of my money is on the line, and I just want to enjoy the Super Bowl as a football fan. Do you want to buy me out of this bet? I'll just give you straight up. You give me $1,800. Well, $1,600 because you've already given me $200 for me to just walk away with my money as if I didn't lose anything. I didn't win anything. And then you take on the burden.
Oh, no. No, no, no. I wouldn't have paid $1,600. I would only touch the Chiefs bet. That's all I would have paid for. I would have paid up to the Chiefs one, and I would have been like, if it was too much for you, I'd have paid probably $500 more to get $800, let you keep $100, so that way you could still profit.
That's very generous. That's very nice of you, Andrew.
Yeah, that would be what I'd want to do. I would do $500. Now I'm with a thing here. Let's say if my thing is $1,500, I could put $1,500 on the Bucks at plus 145, and then if the Chiefs win, I just wash. But if the Bucks win, then I make a ton of money.
How much?
That's actually a good question. I've not run the numbers yet, but I had this idea earlier at the beginning of the podcast. Here, let me.
So
you have the Super Bowl odds up on your phone?
I mean, I don't have them up on my phone because I just told you plus 145 is for the Bucks.
What more? Yeah, do you want? I don't know what.
What more do you want?
What that comes out to. I'm loading in.
Anyway, so you're saying that you would play all your potential winnings from the Chiefs, so 1500, and you would just put that straight on the Bucks.
I think I would because it's playoff Tom.
I love it.
It's playoff Tom, and it scares me.
Oh my god, I love.
Do you remember the last time they played?
I do. The AFC Championship game.
Yep, and he had to be over the fucking line.
Yep. Wait. Did they play back to back AFC Championship games? So the MVP year where the Pats went to the Super Bowl and beat the Rams. And then last year, did they play in the AFC Championship game?
Did they play?
I think
no, they didn't.
Who did the Chiefs play to go to the Super Bowl?
Not the Patriots, because the Patriots lost to the Titans, remember?
No, I don't remember, actually.
How do you?
Oh, was it the Texans? What? No. Hold on.
No, it wasn't the.
That it was the Patriots. The Titans didn't beat the Patriots, did they?
Yeah, remember Tom threw like a pick like at the end of the last second.
I don't remember this. So, are you saying the Titans went to the AFC Championship?
I don't remember if they went to the championship, but they beat the Patriots.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have to look this up. Okay, well,
by the way. $1,500 at plus 145. The total payout will be $3,600.
Okay.
So I mean, like, I don't know. I'm still thinking about it. I mean, I have some time because we have 2 weeks, and who knows? Like, that's the scary thing when you're dealing with larger numbers so much further out from the competition. Like, if you put that money on, and like Tom Brady gets into a car accident or something, like that money's gone.
Well, who's the backup to the Bucks? I'm joking. I mean, I'm Gabbert? Not joking, but
Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah, you're right. It is Blaine Gabbert.
So you're that money's gone.
You're right. So the Titans went. The Titans did go to the AFC Championship game.
Oh, there you go.
The Patriots lost in the first round to the Titans.
Yes, they did.
Sheesh. Okay.
I might not know basketball, but I do know this shit.
Okay.
So let's finally talk about the game.
So what are you going to do? Is that really what you're going to do? You're going to
These are just some of my options. Now,
don't
the
be
thing
a pussy.
I talked about earlier.
Just fucking do it.
I Well, I might double down on the Chiefs, though, because I really do think the Chiefs are going to win. I want Andrew. The Bucks to win.
That's peak Andy right there, is doubling down on the Chiefs.
But the thing that sucks is doubling down. Like, the odds are -140-something now, is my problem.
Right.
Would you let me buy back in for, like, 2-1? So, like...
Andy, so I don't like I. That's too complicated. What? I already look.
No. It's all it, all it is I give you all it is. I give you $200, and then I'm like buying in for $100. So you're getting a free $100, and really, I'm gonna be being in on $300 for of the original $900 investment.
Andy, you're getting greedy. You're getting greedy.
Listen, just run the numbers some more and figure out how much I can give you.
I'm done running numbers. I'm not a math guy, and just doing all that math talk that I just talked about earlier about hedging with the Bucks hurt my brain. It hurt my brain a lot. So I'm done.
Your tiny, tiny brain.
I'm done doing math. Oh, okay, Andrew, a tiny, tiny brain that put us in this situation. So how about a little respect? Because without my tiny... Because
I remember driving away and not asking you to deposit max fucking value into your sports bet account. But that could just be me.
Without my tiny little brain, we wouldn't be in this situation. Okay.
All right. So anyway, that's one of my options, and the other one's doubling down. I'll tell you next week, or either next episode or next week, what I'm going to do. But I will pick one of those.
Okay, great. Let's recap the AFC Championship game real quick. The Bills never had a chance.
Yeah, I don't
they really
so
didn't.
Either.
They didn't have a chance. I saw, this is skipping towards the end of the game, I saw Stephon Diggs remaining the only Bills player to be on the field watching the Chiefs celebrate. And Stephon Diggs was on the other end, just in full uniform, the only Bills player in sight, just on the field watching the Chiefs celebrate. It was weird.
Yeah. Stephon Diggs is really good. Cole Beasley's pretty good. The Buffalo Bills have no run game. Josh Allen rushed 7 times for 88 yards. If they don't address that, I think if Mark Ingram has anything left in the tank, a good spot for him would be Buffalo.
Ooh, I like that, actually. I like that.
Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to think of other free agents running. I mean, like, because they're not going to be able to draft a top guy, probably. I mean, running backs kind of go later in the NFL draft, but
they do.
I mean, a guy who's going to be top tier, though, is probably going to get snagged by another
team. Well, listen. J.K. Dobbins was picked up in the second round.
He was, but he was also in a stacked running back class. I mean, we're talking, you got Jonathan Taylor, you had Clyde, who was coming off a great season at LSU.
True.
You got Cam Akers, who was great in college, and honestly is looking great for the end of the season with the Rams. J.K. Dobbins is really good, but I mean, like, he was just, I'm not going to rank those guys, but they're all very good. Plus, the wide receiver class this year was insane.
I do like the Ingram to Buffalo move. I do that. Now that he's a free agent, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I also, good on the Baltimore Ravens for cutting him loose now. I mean, I don't think there's any bad blood. I like them giving him a head start in free agency and all that good shit.
Well, we're a classy organization. What can I say?
Well, somebody stabbed somebody.
Okay. Well, talking about... Shut up. First off, covering up a murder... See, this is what people need to understand.
There was blood on the scene.
People need to understand that covering up a murder and actually committing a murder are two different things. Yes, they're both against the law. And yes, I don't think I would really want to hang out with either people. But... covering up a murder doesn't mean you killed someone. Ray Lewis definitely covered up a murder. He did not kill anyone.
Man.
Okay, I mean, but hold on. I forgot what I was about to say. Oh, yes. So I said the Ravens are a classy organization. I was seeing a lot of people on Twitter last night during the Chiefs game talk about how dirty the Chiefs players were, specifically the defensive players, like Okafor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? Do you think they're dirty? Do you think that they're do you think they're like the bad boys, the Pistons of the 90s?
No, they're not. They're not the Miami Hurricanes. they're not the no, they are not. These guys are, I thought there were some dirty plays. I mean, like, it's football. I didn't think I saw anything that was like crazy. I mean, did you? When you were watching the game?
No, I mean, there was a couple skirmishes towards the end, but I mean, that's kind of expected. There was that one play where they chased down Josh Allen and they blew the whistle, but they took it a little too far and threw him to the ground. But then Josh Allen threw the ball at at Okafor's helmet, and I thought that was actually really funny.
I did too. Here's the other thing. Like, football is not a contact sport. It's a fucking collision sport. It's high testosterone, high competition. You're playing at the highest level possible. They're grown ass men. You got to know that, like, you're chippy on every single play. I mean, like, they teach you in high school, like, on certain pass plays, you, like, throw your hand into a lineman's gut as hard as you can because it keeps their hands down. Like, people get upset, especially if they're losing. And even if they're winning, sometimes if the other team's getting chippy, you're going to be upset too. It's just going to happen. We talked about this before with the Bears game. People get upset and people throw hands. You got to know it's coming. You just have to know how to handle yourself and make sure you don't get in trouble for your next game. No one got ejected, which means the NFL thought it was up, at least on board with what they've seen all season. I don't know. I didn't think anything was overly egregious.
No, I agree. I agree. What else is there more to say? Fucking Patrick Mahomes is, I mean, the greatest quarterback in the league right now besides, you know, Tom Brady. He's like the best up and comer, obviously.
He only had 9 incompletions. He threw 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. His rating was 127.6.
And fucking Travis Kelce, 2 touchdowns, over 100 yards. Kelce's a monster.
Fucking Tyreek had 172 yards.
I know. Tyreek Hill, even Mecole Hardman, after he fucking muffed that punt return
I said, fire that man. I was like, get him out of here the minute that happened.
Well, what happened is he came back and had a fucking spectacular game from that point on.
Here's something he's really so funny, fucking just worth
fast,
mentioning.
Dude. He's so fucking fast.
Mecole Hardman? Yeah, he's
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, he might be faster than Tyreek Hill. He might be faster than Tyreek Hill.
They raced once.
Who won?
I don't know. Tyreek won, but I think it was close.
Wow. I mean, it's insane how fast. To have both of them on your team, insane. Mecole Hardman, I think, had a touchdown too, right?
Yeah, he did.
And he had a really nice pitch and run. I mean, look, that team is fucking dangerous, and they're fast, and their defense is dirty. Their offense is explosive. I think they're going to beat the Bucks. I know we're talking playoff Tom. Gun to my head, I think the Chiefs are going to win. But it's going to be a fucking hell of a game.
Here is another thing, just something funny to talk about. There was a Twitter thread last night about Chiefs players as Pringles flavors. And it was Patrick Mahomes was original. And I think Travis Kelce was like barbecue, something like that. But then it got down to Byron Pringle and there was just no comparison. It was just a picture of Byron Pringle.
That's funny.
It was really funny.
That is funny. Pringle is such a fucking funny name.
I'm pretty sure Andy Reid was just the Pringles mascot.
Just a picture of a steak. Steak-flavored Pringles.
I'm going to go eat a cheeseburger.
Or like loaded baked potato Pringles.
Dude, the Bills also fucked me. I had a $15 bet. I mean, nothing big, but a $15 bet on pretty good odds. I think it was like +300. I thought it was very good odds.
Where did you get those odds? At what point in the game?
This was a prop. This was for over 1.5 touchdowns scored in the third quarter.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right. And I thought that was great odds for, I mean, like a team that, like, these teams score touchdowns. The Bills did not score a single touchdown in the third quarter.
Yeah, they do. Now, did they score at all? Did they score a touchdown at all the entire game?
Yeah, they 2 touchdowns.
2 touchdowns.
Allen threw 2. He threw the first one. He threw to Knox. Alec actually almost placed the bet on him at +2,000 to be the first person to score a touchdown, which he would have hit. But he was putting it in at the very last second. The game started, and he missed it.
Oh damn, that does suck.
And he was very upset with that. I don't know how much he was going to bet. Probably his normal 20, but
they didn't score 2 touchdowns. I don't think. Did they?
Yeah, they did. Josh Allen threw 2 touchdowns.
Okay, help me.
There's a 6-yard touchdown. Okay.
Oh, okay. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Knox scored, and then McKenzie. Okay. Yeah. Here's the thing. I thought that, you know, at the halftime it was like 9-0, right?
Yeah.
or like 12 to something. I thought those were all field goals. And then I remember that they actually scored and then they missed the extra point. That always fucks me up. That always fucks me up when you miss extra points and I get a 6 on the board or a 9 on the board. And I'm like, oh, so they just kicked field goals. But no, you missed a fucking extra point.
You know, people are on Twitter also saying, like, playing Kansas City, if you kick field goals, it's just turnovers to these guys because they get points so fast. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about the decision to kick a field goal right before half, which I can understand both sides. You want to, for the Bills side at least, you want to go into halftime. The Chiefs get the ball first, so you want to make sure that there's some sort of morale boost, that you don't, you know, go for it, get stopped, and that's even worse, you know, it's especially morale. But at the same time, I fucking hate that move. You need to score touchdowns against the Chiefs, especially if the Chiefs are getting the ball back first out of the second half. It, like, I understand it's not like the Matt LaFleur, like, I have no fucking clue why he kicked the field goal. I do understand why. I mean, because morale is a real thing. However, this is the AFC Championship game. You're playing against the Chiefs. Do not pussy out. You need to go balls to the wall. You're already down. You need to just fucking balls to the wall, go for it, and then live with your mistakes. But
it's so funny.
You're not going
to
beat the Chiefs.
I mean, like, Josh Allen had to have been like, okay, I'm playing for the AFC title, you know, and he had to have probably been a little nervous. Patrick Mahomes is like, I've been here. This is my third fucking time in this game. Like,
that's crazy, I don't know. By the way.
Patrick Mahomes is insane.
Yeah, I mean, the 3 seasons he's been starting as a quarterback, he's won MVP, made it to the AFC Championship game. He won the Super Bowl the next season, and now he's playing in another Super Bowl. Those are the 3 seasons, like, Patrick Mahomes has started in the NFL.
Now, like, I mean, if he, let's just say, I mean, how we talked about this previously, and I don't want to spend too much time on it. If he wins the Super Bowl this year and he retires, like, does he make Hall of Fame?
Absolutely.
There's probably a chance for it, right?
No, like, I don't say know absolutely.
Is he first ballot?
I don't know if he's first ballot, but he's absolutely in the Hall of Fame. Absolutely.
Sure. But, like, my there are people who wouldn't agree with you. I mean, there are some people who would say, like, enough.
The people that don't agree with me are stupid, because he would have been the youngest quarterback of all time to win 2 Super Bowls, okay?
Well, I mean, there are some guys who just don't have 2 anyway. I mean, like, look at Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, look at Drew Brees. Like, yes, like, I understand that they played for 20 years and got a bunch of passing touchdowns and a bunch of passing yards. However, if something happened to Mahomes where he died or got horribly injured or just said, fuck it, I mean, it'd be worse if he left the game on his own will.
Play baseball.
Yeah, that would be worse. I think that hurts his chances because the world of football is not going to like that, right? But let's say, like, I don't want to throw this scenario out there because, I mean, let's just say he dies, okay? Like, let's say he dies. I'm sorry, but, you know, I hope this never happens. But he dies that also after winning 2 Super Bowls.
That's hard because dying would give, like,
I mean, I don't know.
You know, he'd be elevated for dying.
I guess it depends how he leaves the game.
I think he makes it. I was just saying, like, you know, at what point do you think it's undeniable? Like, does he have to win 2 more, like, before he retires? Like, I mean, just because there is a body of work. Because the thing that's impressive about Brady isn't just that his record is great. He's done it for 20 years. That's insanity.
Yeah, we love consistency. And to be consistent, you need to be able to do it for a long time to prove that you're consistent. Right. And it wasn't just a streak like Jeremy Lin. Lin's sanity. That's the second time I brought him up this podcast. But it's true. Like, anyone can be great for a short period of time, okay? Yeah. But it takes someone truly special
LeBron is crazy.
Okay, I'm not doing this right now. But
You don't have to, but I'm just saying. I'm just going to grab that sound bit that you just had, and I'm just going to hold on to that.
Speaking of LeBron, next episode, we are having a guest. His name is Matt Lack. He is a blogger on b3tsports.com. That's our sports blog site. He has already dropped an article. It's his top 40 NBA players currently in the league. He's dropping part 2 today. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, it's today he's dropping it. and we're going to have him on Friday's episode to discuss his list, and we're going to tear it apart because Russell Westbrook is like ranked 35 or something. It's bullshit.
That's probably okay.
No, it's not okay. Andrew, are you serious? I thought you were a Russell Westbrook fan.
He's a great athlete. I think he's a competitor.
You don't think he's top 30?
Who's better, him or Jimmy Buckets?
Jimmy Buckets? Right now? Currently, yes. Jimmy Buckets. Okay, so we're going to have him on next episode to discuss the top 40. And also go to b3tsports.com to check out that article. And be prepared, because if you don't read the article, then you won't be prepared. And you're like, what the fuck are they talking about? B3tsports.com. Hey, yeah, fucking morons. I didn't mean that. I love you guys.
Okay, I think that's everything.
We will preview. Nope. We'll preview the Super Bowl. Maybe on Friday's episode, but probably we'll save it for next week. Right now, the line's like three favored the Chiefs.
It's not going to move much unless something dramatic happens.
I see it maybe dropping to 2.5, maybe going up to 4. Nothing big.
God, Matthew Stafford to the Colts will be so good.
Grapefruit.
Normally you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling.
Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling.
Time to hit the showers, 'cause baths are for babies.